Dee Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden will host Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. at the White House April 11th. The first trilateral summit between Washington and its two Asian allies is set to launch a series of initiatives, including bolstering trilateral maritime cooperation in the South China Sea, a major move to counter Beijing. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this preview.
The White House summit is expected to launch a series of initiatives, including bolstering trilateral maritime cooperation in the South China Sea. Philippines Ambassador to the U.S., Jose Manuel Romualdez.
Joint patrols is something that we've already discussed extensively with Japan and the United States. And I think that we're hoping that this will come into fruition very soon.
The administration will not confirm plans for trilateral joint naval patrols, but a robust defense partnership between the two American allies to deal with Beijing's aggression in the South China Sea is something Biden is pushing for. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
President Biden is urging the leaders of Egypt and Qatar to push Hamas to reach a hostage exchange deal with Israel. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It comes a day after the president urged Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a deal.
Let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the hostages need to get home after being held for 6 months. A senior administration official says the president has written to Egypt and Qatar's leaders urging a deal and says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet Monday with relatives of some of the more than 100 estimated hostages believed to still be in Gaza. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico is breaking off diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy in Quito to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president who has sought political asylum there after being indicted on corruption. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador made the announcement Friday evening after Ecuadorian police forced their way into the Mexican embassy to arrest Jorge Glass, who has been residing there since December as a diplomatic rift between the two countries deepened. Glass, arguably the most wanted man in the country, was convicted on bribery and corruption charges. Ecuadorian authorities are still investigating more allegations against him. Mexico said its diplomats in Ecuador are waiting to be guaranteed safe departure to return home. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Russian forces overnight attacked Ukraine with drones and missiles, killing at least 6 people and wounding 11 more in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, according to local officials. The governor of the Kharkiv region said missile strikes on the city damaged residential buildings, a gas station, a kindergarten, a cafe, a shop, and cars. Overall, Russia fired 32 Iranian-made Shahed drones and 6 missiles at Ukraine overnight, according to the Air Force commander. A farm worker who survived a mass shooting at a Northern California mushroom farm sues the company and the owner. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Pedro Romero Perez was in a shipping container that was also a home to him and his brother at Terra Gardens in Half Moon Bay. Authorities say Chun Li Zhao barged in and opened fire. Perez's brother was killed. Through an interpreter, he says he and his brother were inseparable.
And I'm always thinking about him, and I just don't understand how this happened.
4 people in all were killed. Perez was shot 5 times, including once in the face. The accused gunman worked at the farm. Attorney Donald McGilligan says the owners failed to keep Perez safe.
The district attorney's office is holding the shooter criminally responsible for what he did. What this lawsuit seeks to do is to hold the landlord accountable for their role in the shooting.
Prosecutors say Zhao also killed 3 others at another farm where he used to work. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Soyuz MS-24 capsule carrying NASA astronaut Laurel O'Hara, Roscosmos cosmonaut Oleg Novitsky, and spaceflight participant Mariana Vasilevskaya of Belarus landed safely in Kazakhstan on Saturday. The astronauts were pulled from the capsule and underwent physical checks after returning from the International Space Station. Russian Oleg Novitsky and Belarusian Marina Vasilevskaya departed the ISS last month on a Soyuz spacecraft, while U.S. astronaut Laurel O'Hara had been aboard the orbital space station since September. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.